Well, Danny, delighted to have you once again. Looking ahead to your senior championship, which actually got underway last night with a cracking game between Loop and Mahara Felt. Before we look at the remaining games which are on this weekend, this evening, and again tomorrow, just maybe remind us of the championship format in Derry.
Derry, we have a backdoor system in our championship. The winners progress through on their side of the draw, and then four teams come through from the backdoor side of it to play in the quarter final. So it's actually, it gives you a double chance at it to get to the knockout stages.
Yeah. So in other words, the winners from this weekend's games are go through to a quarter final, and the losers play off. Is that it?
Well, they've one more match before that. They've another match before that, and then if you lose that, you're on to play against the winners of the loser side, if you know what I mean. So
yeah,
you have a couple of rounds, and then there's four teams go through to the quarter final, and then whoever comes through the loser side sort of plays against them. So, and it gives you a double crack at it for the first couple of rounds of the championship.
This format has been in operation a few years now, and everybody seems happy with it, are they?
It depends. And I think there was an intermediate championship match in Blackheath the other night between Ballingwig and Castle Dawson, and because it was knockout, the both of them were hacking through the backdoor system, it was a knockout final, and it was an absolute clinker of a match. And I think when you see championship at the knockout stages, I would also, we're close to Tyrone here, I go over to see a few of the Tyrone club championship matches, and they're straight knockout. And I think there's a different atmosphere when it's a knockout match compared to when you know you're getting a second chance.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it got up and running last night. By all accounts, going on the reports this morning in the papers, a cracking game between Loop and Mahara Felt, especially in the second half.
Seemingly a fantastic game. I didn't get up last night on our commitments, but it seemed like it was a brilliant game. I was talking to a couple of my friends were up at it. No defensive system set up. Both teams were out man-to-man and tried to play football, and I think it was a fantastic game of football, and ebbed and flowed with Loop going into the lead and then Mahara Felt coming back and going a couple of points up, and then the Loop coming back and getting a narrow one by a point. So it was a super game of football and very attack orientated, and it was fantastic to see it.
Yeah, well, as the scoreline suggests, 3-14 to Loop, 2-16 to Mahara Felt. If all the games are like that, there'll be plenty of entertainment value.
I think there are plenty at them, and they're all going to be like that.
Anyway, moving on to this evening's, the first of the games this evening, it's a local derby, Dungiven versus Banagher in Owen Beg.
It's a funny sort of match, I suppose. In paper, you would be looking at it and you would be thinking that Dungiven would be the stronger of the two. Dungiven have been close or knocking on the door this last couple of years. Kevin Madden's with them. They were beaten last year after extra time, I think it was, with Slack Needle. So they'd feel that they're close themselves and they'd be knocking on it again. But over the last few years, Banagher have always been sort of surprise packages in the championship. They've always been able to produce the goods in championship football, no matter what's been going on in the league. And I could end up a tight enough encounter, especially the derby element of it makes it very interesting.
I see Carl Corey's managing Banagher.
I think it'll be along the sidelines a very tactical match. I can see it, but a wee bit more defensive maybe than last night, just for the nature of it. But and also, I suppose Kevin Johnson would be a massive loss to Dungiven. Yeah, obviously, getting injured with Derry earlier in the year, so and they've also lost young fella Mackle, who did a crusher cut. So Dungiven have a couple of injuries, so Spenderson, and it could be a tight enough match.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Dungiven to go through for you, is it?
I think Dungiven should just progress. I think that wee bit of experience that they have could get them through.
Yeah, and the action then moves to or stays in Owen Beg, but it's an evening game. Swathra versus Killay, one of the favourites.
Killay have been going fairly well now in the league. Kilts and other boys have been playing very, very well for them. I think that Swathra are young. They have a couple of county minors, or two or three county minors. I'll be interested to see how they play tonight and who they will be playing for them. So you would fancy, definitely Kilray would be fancied, but wouldn't surprise me if Swathra pushed them fairly hard as well. But Kilray would be, I suppose, one of the teams you'd be looking at, and you'd think that we should have a decent run in the championship. Yeah. So,
Damien Barton, your old playing colleague Damien Barton, managing Kilray.
And I think he's maybe benefited from the fact that they haven't had as many men involved in the county this year. Over the last few years, they would have had Charlie Keelt, Brian O'Michelary, James Keelt, and I think James was the only one on it this year and sort of left then to come back to the club. So I think he's had the benefit of having suppose the same team playing week in, week out, and I think that definitely helps you when it comes to championship.
And then moving to tomorrow, two of the probably lightweights, Ford Lynn versus Newbridge.
And it could turn into an excellent match as well. I think Newbridge have been hampered all year by serious injuries. They've had Danny Mahone, Peter McGruggan, different players, different forwards out right throughout the year. And I think that has maybe hindered their progress in the league. And I think if they could get everybody out and everybody fit, they would be, you know, able to compete a lot better. Ford Glen, once again, I suppose it's the same. They would have players maybe working away from home, and it's very, very hard to get everybody together all the time. But it'll be a passionate match. Both teams will be very passionate about their football, and I think it'll be a very close encounter. It wouldn't surprise me if it took another day to sort it out.
Yeah, and your old playing colleague from the club, Paddy Downey,
Paddy's looking after Ford Glen.
He's been there for a few years now and done well with them.
Yeah, he's done really well. He's took him right out of intermediate football up into the senior league, and they've survived in the senior league, which is a credit to him and a credit to the effort of the players as well. You know, it's a small community area, and they really are passionate about their football, and they've done really, really well to stay in the Division One, and they're working very, very hard at it. And it's tough when a lot of players are away working in different parts of the country.
Yeah. And well, no doubt in where you'll be tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, you'll be in Owen Beg. It's Balahi versus Glen.
Yep. It's a funny sort of encounter. Glen obviously are the up and coming team with they've won the last four Ulster Minor Championships. They have an array of young players that every club in Derry would love to have. And it's just putting it all together at senior level. And there's been through the league, there's been wee sparks of it, of them doing very well. And then there's a few boys went to America but are home again now. So it's a tough match. They have a lot of pace. And also, they have also that pedigree where they've been get used to winning. So it's going to be a massive match for Blachy.
Mm-hmm. And Balahi, of course, are they a contender for the championship outright? It's been what, over a decade?
We've had a tough time the last few years, but I think they've been working very, very hard, you know, and went through a period of transition of players coming in, and I think the challenge of the championship we possibly could do, I think the fact we'll be hard to beat, but I think one on it now, we just have to step up another gear.
Good enough to win tomorrow?
I think it'll be a very close encounter. So it's sort of like old experience against the young fellas coming through who haven't been beat. So it's a funny sort of encounter, you know, and Glenn would have a lot of experience now as well. Kieran McFalls, Ryan Diggins, Danny Towns have all gained a lot of experience through Mahara, through their club successes, and you know it'll be a very tough encounter.
And then the big one tomorrow evening, no doubt about it, the match of the round, Sláinte, the defending champions, taking on Lavey.
Aye, tough match again. Sláinte have been going very, very well in the league. They have used numerous players because after the All-Ireland Club Final run, there was boys who were injured, there's boys who were carrying wee knocks, and they all rested and got themselves sorted. A couple of boys had to go and get operations. Wee Sammy and Carol McCaig had to go and get wee bits and pieces done to get themselves sorted out. So I think they've Patsy as well. So they've had to go and get everybody sorted out. But I think they're all rejuvenated and ready to have another go at it. And I think Sláinte will be very, very hard to beat in the championship. I think they're a pretty strong team. And I think maybe even improving from last year, young Shane McGuigan has been playing Shannon well for Derry Miners. And but let's see now if he starts tomorrow evening or how he fits in. He's been playing for them in the league matches. He's a super footballer.
And talk to me about Lavey. I suppose they have been showing signs over the last couple of seasons that they're slowly coming back to where they were.
Well, Lavey are definitely coming back, surely. And I think they have a lot of pace. When you look inside, you know, they have Niall Toner and Keelan O'Boyle standing their full forward line. And they've pace all over the pitch. And those two boys in their own could give you square torture and two, so it's a funny sort of encounter. I think maybe the experience that Sláinte gained last year during their run to an All-Ireland Club Final will be crucial to them, and Sláinte are definitely well improved, and there's a bit of confidence through them now, and I think once again it could be very hard to beat in the Derry Championship.
And obviously you mentioned Clonmel is hard to beat. Obviously Ballinderry are going to be there. Anybody else?
I think, you know, depending on the draws, it definitely who you draw, and it makes a difference. You know, if you sometimes you can get a wee run through. For example, the Ballinderry and Clonmel met each other maybe at the semi-final stage. It means somebody maybe has a chance to come through from the other side. And you know, given I've been working very, very hard, Correa have been working very, very hard. You just never know.